what a beautiful morning.
All right, Maud, I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. All I said up there in bed was...
I know, I know. All you said was not now, Maud. Not before I've had my coffee.
Please!
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Lord, what are Mother and Walter arguing about this early in the morning?
Really, Carol, when two people are in their bedchamber, I am not one to eavesdrop.
Since when?
Since your mother opened the door suddenly and I impaled myself on the bedpost.
I said I was sorry.
You are not sorry, Walter. Let's face it, all the romance is out of our marriage.
It is not.
It is too.
Good morning, lovebirds.
See, even Carol says we're lovebirds.
That's because our relationship bears such a striking similarity to Heckel and Jekyll.
Maud, you're being unfair.
Unfair?
Walter, what would you say about a man who, when his wife leans over to kiss him good morning, says, not now, not before I've had my coffee?
Please, Walter. This is not a movie. When Robert Redford wakes up and leans over and kisses Barbara Streisand before he's had his coffee, he's only doing it because they're paying him $1 million.
$1 million for Robert Redford? Money well spent.
V8 juice, sir. Start the day with that extra little morning dash.
I've already had my morning dash.
Yeah, right past me.
Oh, isn't he in a bloody awful mood?
Mrs. Naugatuck, you'll have to excuse Mr. Findlay. I woke up on the wrong side of his bed this morning.
If there's a man in your room, there is no wrong side of the bed.
Boy, what a great world this would be without women.
Yeah, it'd be worth it just to watch you having labor pains.
If you'll excuse me, I'll read the newspaper in the delivery room.
Mother, I'm on my way to the library. Anything you want me to pick up for you?
Oh, yeah, honey. While you're there, there's a book called The Joy of Sex.
Yes, Mother?
Yeah, if you come across it, burn it.
Oh, hello, Kara.
Hello, Vivian. Goodbye, Vivian. I'd stay and talk to you, but I have to go to the library and burn The Joy of Sex for Mother.
Oh, Carol, I've read The Joy of Sex. If you're gonna burn it, memorize it first.
Oh, Maud, what a glorious day!
You'll just never guess how Arthur woke me up this morning.
Vivian, whatever he did, I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, first, he kissed me, and then... he put his cute little stethoscope in my ears. And he whispered, testing, 1, 2, 3.
See, the famous Panasonic Hi-Fi stereo upchuck test.
And then he put the other end to his heart, and he said, do you hear that beat, Cutlet? That's the beat of love.
And that is so corny, so hokey. So then what happened?
Oh, then he sent me to pack a few things because he's got us a cabin at Lake George for the weekend. Just like that, out of the blue. Isn't that marvelous?
Oh, it's marvelous, Viv.
So I was wondering if I could borrow your old Mackinac to take along. Though I probably won't be needing it, of course, with Arthur to keep me warm. Oh, we're going to a cabin! Oh, he just makes me tingly, tingly, tingle. Ups and does something like this on the spur of the moment. Although I guess it's just part of being newlyweds.
Oh, come on, Vivian, you're hardly newlyweds. Your ring finger's already turned green.
Oh, yeah. You know that bearskin rug in the den?
You're kidding.
Why do you think the bear is smiling? Well, thanks for the coat.
Oh, have a wonderful time,
Viv. Oh, thank you. You have a wonderful time, too. Doing whatever it is you cozy, comfy old marrieds do. Just so tingly.
Oh, where have we gone wrong? Where have we lost our way?
Well, I didn't lose the way. I was going from the den to the kitchen.
Look at us, Walter. Look at us. All the joy, the spontaneity, the excitement is out of our marriage. Walter, we don't even own a bearskin rug.
You won't let me keep a gun in the house.
Walter, don't you see our marriage has become warm, safe, secure,
right,
and boring, Walter? Boring, boring, boring. We have not one single tingle left in our marriage. Walter, honey, remember when we first started going together? You used to put on that corny straw hat and play that hokey ukulele and sing, "Yes, sir, that's my baby, no, sir."
Walt, you always hated it when I did that.
I know. How come you don't do it anymore?
Oh,
no, you come home now, I say I love you, you grunt, take off your shoes and check the TV guide. I mean, Walter, we don't even talk to each other anymore.
Okay, Walt, let's talk. How'd it go today?
I just got up, Walter.
I tried.
Oh, darling, don't you see what's happened to us? Walter, our lifestyle is so dull, so monotonous, so predictable.
It is not predictable.
That's exactly what I predicted you'd say.
Come on, Maud.
Walter, doesn't it bother you that there are people our ages who still have romance in their marriages? Like our next-door neighbors.
The Greenblatts are romantic?
I'm not talking about the Greenblatts, Walter. I'm talking about Arthur and Viv. You know how Arthur woke Viv this morning? Stuck his stethoscope in her ears. Whispered sweet nothings.
Well, I'm no doctor, Moore. Will you settle for Q-tips? I'm sorry.
You know what else Arthur did? He told Vivian to pack a bag because on an impulse, he got them a cabin up at Lake George for the weekend.
Come on, Moore. That wasn't any impulse. I mean, you know Arthur. Chances are somebody gave him a key to their cabin.
Yeah, but Walter, let me ask you something. If somebody had given you the key, would you have gone up there just like that?
Of course, like that.
You would?
Honest, Maud. I'd come home, tell you to throw a few things together, and we'd go off and spend a weekend in each other's arms.
Honey, do you really mean it?
Of course I do.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, Walter, I'm so sorry.
Your neck.
That I yelled at you.
Your nose. Oh, there you are, Walter. Hey, listen, I just wanted to stop by before we go, Walter, and thank you, old buddy, for giving me that key to the cabin. Oh, hi, Marty. Sure, didn't he tell you? See, this business acquaintance of his offered him the use of this neat cabin.
Thanks a lot, Arthur.
You're welcome, Walter. And since he didn't want to use it, good old Walter passed the key along to me. Thanks.
Wait a minute, boy. Now, wait a minute.
Now, let me explain. About that key.
You know what you can do with that key, Walter?
Just like that.
You could do the exact same thing with that stethoscope of yours, Arthur. Wait a minute, Walter. I don't understand. Why are you attacking my stethoscope?
Because you have a big mouth. Now, look, Maud and I are going along with you two up to that stupid cabin. We'll be ready in a minute.
Now, hold it, hold it. Now, wait a minute, Walter. I'm not at all sure how Vivian would feel about that.
I couldn't care less. If she's unhappy, we'll go alone.
Forget it, Walter. In the mood you're in, I wouldn't go anywhere with you alone.
Maud? I had something very important to do.
But, Maud...
Wait, this is something that can't wait. Hello, Sunshine Village Retirement Home? Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Ma and Pa Findlay.
Come on, Maud. All right, you want the spontaneity? I'll give you spontaneity. Guess what? We're going with the Hormans up to that cabin.
It's about as spontaneous as gas after a Mexican meal. Oh, besides, I wouldn't dream of ruining Vivian's vacation. I mean, the woman is planning on an exciting, romantic weekend alone with Arthur, which in itself will be enough of a disappointment.
Maud, how could you?
Oh, come on now, honey.
Don't
I had nothing.
Call yourself my best friend, trying to ruin my weekend?
Vivian, I have no intention of...
Oh, you interloper! You don't even like rustic places. You know you hate any place away from the city. You told me once when your time comes you want to be buried in a shopping center.
Now, you listen to me, Vivian.
You have no right to ruin my weekend just because you and Walter might happen to be a couple of old fogies.
Oh, wait a minute, Vivian.
Fogies? Vivian, I am forgiving that remark only because it comes from an insecure bride and an aging body.
An aging? You're just jealous because together you and Walter are 100 years old. And Arthur and I are only 97.
Impossible. That makes Arthur 3.
Oh, yeah? There's your dumb old key and there's your dumb old coat because we don't need your dumb old cabin. Unlike some dumb old people I know who shall remain nameless, Arthur and I can find love and romance and spontaneity at home.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Vivian Harmon. Our marriage is every bit as romantic and spontaneous as yours is any old day.
She's right, Walter. We're a couple of old fogies.
Right, we're a couple of old fogies, but we're going to do something about it right now. Come on, Wood. Let's go up to that cabin and have the time of our lives.
Oh, Walter, you say that, but you don't mean it.
I mean it, Maud. I mean it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Walter, but after the way you've acted today, there's nothing you could say or do that would make me feel any different.
Oh, yeah? Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, that's my baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, sir, we've decided. No, sir, we won't hide it.
Okay, okay. I'll go on one condition.
What's that?
That you stop singing.
Yes, sir. I'll stop singing. Sir, I am the baby. Yes, sir. That's my baby now.
Oh, this is going to be such fun.
Honey, I just know we're going to have the time of our lives. Oh, boy. Oh, Walter, it's so rustic.
That's not the word I would have used.
Oh, honey, we're going to have such fun up here, roughing it in the wilderness and the great outdoors. Where do I plug in my water pick? Walter, that moose must have been going awful fast to put his head through the wall.
Well, maybe he got homesick and killed himself trying to back out.
Honey, let's face it, this place is awful. It's so ugly. It is so depressing. But, honey, we can make it a paradise.
You're right. Let's burn it down and go home.
Come on. Now, Walter, this is something new, some excitement in our lives. Besides, honey, this will give us a chance to rediscover each other.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, now I'll tell you what. Let's have a positive attitude. Let's go out the door and come back in again. But this time, Walter, let's pretend that it's the penthouse suite at the Waldorf Astoria.
If you say so.
Okay, now, to get us in the proper romantic mood, carry me over the threshold.
What?
Pick me up.
Pick you up?
And carry me over the threshold.
Well, as long as it's the Waldorf Astoria, bellboy!
Come on now, Walter.
Okay, okay.
Now lift me up.
Oh, oh.
Come on, honey, lift me up.
Maud, there's only one way I can do this. I'll have to make 2 trips.
The abominable snowman will get you for that, Maud.
Oh, cold, it's freezing. I'm going to light a fire.
Honey, first, let's just bask in the warmth of each other's body.
Maud, I can light the fire very easily. It's all set up.
I don't want to break this romantic mood I'm in. Besides, honey, I'll make you forget about the cold. Mm. Very sexy, Walter. What were you doing new?
Shivering.
I love it. A vibrating mustache.
Maud, I'm going to light the fire, yeah. And you'll see it'll be a lot more romantic.
Oh, I love fireplaces. You know, honey, when I was a little girl, my grandmother had this enormous house, and the only heat came from a fireplace.
And your grandmother loved it?
Oh, yes, till she died of pneumonia. Look, honey, it's my...
open the door, Maud! The floor must be stuck!
God, this is exactly the way my grandmother went!
I got it open. Oh. Come on. Sit in front of the fire. What?
honey, isn't this wonderful? Just you and me in the fireplace. No television, no radio, no Philip, no Carol, no Mrs. Naugatuck. I mean, we can just do or say anything we want.
How about that?
Honey, how would you like to run around in your underwear?
Maybe later.
Walter, have you ever read Fires?
Not the book, but I saw the movie Towering Inferno.
Come on now, Walter, you know what I mean. You can see pictures in the fire. Like, you see? See that log over there, the one with the two knot holes? You know what that looks like to me, honey? Like a Shetland pony with its mane whipping in the wind, running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. Honey, what kind of pictures do you see in those blazing, crackling logs?
I see a fire sale at Findlay's Friendly Appliances. A big fire sale.
Where's the bathroom, honey?
Oh, probably right through that door. What? There it is. Right through those trees. It's about 150 yards down that path.
Wait. I think I can hold out till Monday.
Walt, I love you.
Sweetheart, thank you. You know what we're going to do now, Walter? You know what we're going to do? First, I'm going to unpack, then we'll get into our jammies, and then we will retire. I mean, after all, lover, it's getting awfully late.
Yes, it's 5 after 6.
Come on, Walter, you and I have had some very romantic moments at 5 after 6.
Okay. Then what do we do at 10 after 6?
Walter, I don't care. We are going to have fun. Walter, inspiration. Inspiration! It's inspiration time! It's inspiration time! Why didn't I think of this before? Walter, a stroke of genius!
What?
You and I are going to take a long walk through the woods. Hand in hand, under the starry sky, the snow, the wind, the sheer poetry of two souls.
What? I'm not going out there. There are bearskin rugs out there that aren't rugs yet.
All right, Walter, you be that way. Forget romance. Forget all those promises you made to me about doing things on the spur of the moment. But I'll tell you one thing, Walter. I am still romantic enough to take a long walk through the woods communing with God. If God's out there, he's driving to the nearest Holiday Inn. Oh, Walter, what are we doing here?
Well,
oh, don't rub it in. I know it's all my fault. Oh, Walter, I mean, everything's against us. The cold, this awful place. We can't be romantic here. Honey, let's go home.
What do you mean, let's go home? You say...
I know what I said, Walter. Oh, but let's face it, we're not 20 anymore. Honey, I just want to be in my nice warm house, listening to your nice warm snoring. Oh, Walter, let's be the happy old fogies we really are and leave this godforsaken place.
Hold on, Mort. I admit this place is terrible. And the only reason I'm here is because I felt guilty because Arthur stuck that stethoscope into Vivian's ears. But I resent the fact that you call us two old, dull people. I am not old. I am not dull. And we're not leaving this place. We're not moving out of this place. I may not be Sir Galahad. I may not even be Prince Charming. But I could be as romantic and exciting as anybody.
Look, Walter, don't give me your resume. Tell me, why are you putting these things on the floor?
Lie down.
On the floor?
Now on the moose! Of course on the floor.
Oh,
lie
come
down.
On, Walter, don't be ridiculous.
Well, lie down.
Oh, come on.
Well, we're going to spend the night here.
I am
bumbling,
going to lie down.
Huddling,
there,
now, don't be snuggling, whatever they
Walter,
call it. Lie down, Mort.
Walter.
Mort, down! Now, lie here and appreciate it.
Really, Walter.
Shut up and bundle.
You know, Walter, you're outrageous.
You know, you're gorgeous. I always wanted to rough it with you.
Oh, honey, you know, this is really all I ever wanted. Oh, not the cabin. I mean, just a little attention.
What do you mean?
Oh, sweetheart, that's all any wife really wants, Walter. Just a little more attention than she normally gets.
You know something, Maud? We could be home.
Or we could be here.
But it's the two of us together that makes everything work.
Oh, Walter, we can survive anything. Well, we could spend the whole weekend here with no trouble.
Weekend? We could stay here a week.
A month.
A year.
10 years.
A lifetime.
Yeah, now that we've proved it, let's get the hell out of here.
We weren't going to sit home and let you guys have all the fun.
Oh, gee, I can't tell you how happy we are to see you two wonderful kids.
You are?
We felt so terrible about everything that happened. And from the minute we walked through that door, we were just miserable knowing that it could have been you up here instead of us.
Oh, thank you, Marty. It takes a big man to admit he's wrong.
And to show you that our hearts are in the right place, we insist that you take the cabin all to yourselves.
Oh, no! No, that's not necessary!
Yes, it is, but...
Oh, no, but you got... Oh, no, Mom! Oh, oh, wow! You talk about friends!
Yeah, I'll say.
Ooh. Oh! It's so romantic and... woodsy and rustic, isn't it, Arthur?
If you say so, Vivian.
Ooh, we're gonna have so much fun just roughing it like two pioneers. I wonder where I plug in my water pick.
Probably right here in the bathroom.
Oh.